BPR Podcast.
Good evening. My name is Jared Key, and I have with me again Michael D'Artenzio and Oliver Hudson. This is the second part of the education policy conversation. This week we're going to focus on teacher accountability, parent accountability, charter schools, and voucher programs. How are you both doing?
Good. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Great. I'm well, too. Glad to be here.
Awesome. So why don't we just get started? We have about 9.5 minutes. So let's start with parent accountability. I know at the end of last week's conversation, the conversation kind of moved into like, oh, well, teachers are important, but part of the school's responsibility or part of the school's responsibility in education is to try to engage parents, a la the parent-teacher association, things like that. So then our conversation moved in, how do we make parents accountable? What role do parents play in their child's education? So let's kind of, I'm just going to open it up and hear what y'all have to say about it.
Sure. So I think the way the system is set up now, it's very difficult for parents to have much accountability because basically school administrators have huge say compared to parents in the way schools are run. I mean, there are parent meetings, but by and large, the school board and the administrators of the school control much of the school's activities. So I think on this model, it's very difficult to suddenly bring parents in and ask them to assume more responsibility for what's going on at the school when the assumption is that the school administrators are going to take care of everything. So I think that a better model would be actually to roll back the administrative function significantly of the schools and have parents have a much greater say in what happens. And I think then naturally you would have parents take on a greater role in what happens in the schools.
I tend to disagree with your conclusion there, but I do agree with your premise. You know, I think that the sort of setup of the system we have in the United States precludes parents from being involved. You know, it's more difficult for them to be involved. It's much easier for them to drop off their kid at 7:30, pick them up at 3, do that all over again until Friday, then you have the weekend. You know, that's kind of like a schedule that you can go through very easily. I don't think, though, as I mentioned last week, that parent involvement in schools, at least to the point of running the operational sides of the schools, makes a lot of sense. You know, I really do believe in the value of trained professionals, people who understand the literature, the pedagogy, the sort of importance of how to teach kids properly. I think parents have a role in that, and there's a way that schools can increase parent involvement, but I don't think they should be necessarily running the schools.
Well, I think that actually, I think it's really easy to get lulled into the argument that school administrators are trained professionals who do a better job than parents. But actually, I think that parents probably are the best teachers of any people. They're the ones who are with the kids the most. And they're going to have the greatest sense of whether their child is getting as good an education as he or she can get in that school. And so to me, a lot of these kind of formal education requirements that school administrators have to demonstrate are not necessarily leading to better education. What would really lead to better education is a group of parents handpicking the teachers and saying, actually, out of all the applicants for this teaching position, this teacher suits the needs of the class the best, rather than relying on, you know, this teacher has passed these certification requirements and she's demonstrated that she's a great teacher.
I wholeheartedly disagree with that, but I do understand your premise again. And I think a sort of compromise area is that you have districts that are trying out these new things called parent and teacher feedback, right? Now, parents are often, especially at the elementary school years where kids can't really vocalize how they feel quite yet, parents are often a very good indicator of how well their child's learning. You know, they see their kid every day, as I said, when they pick them up from school. They kind of understand what's going on in the classroom through their kid. And in some ways, parent feedback that either goes into the evaluator, either goes into the educator's file, or is given to the educator, or is somehow involved in the evaluation process, can actually be helpful. The research is still developing on this, but I think it's an area that does warrant more input, and I think it goes to what you were talking about.
So, in preparing for this conversation, I was talking to friends about their own school districts and about how parent accountability worked there. And one of our friends specifically is from Portland, Oregon, and she was saying how not only does the school structure not allow for parents to kind of have as active role as they would like, maybe, but parents also are not available in the way, or kind of, support education for their children the way that they might or probably should. And so when you have conversations about parents who are working three jobs or who are dealing with their own personal issues, education for the kids kind of gets swept under the rug. And you find this often in poor neighborhoods, is definitely racialized. And so then my question then becomes how do we set up a system where parents can be involved, but they can also work? Because in your system, it kind of sounds, in Oliver's system, it kind of sounds like, oh, hey, I'm middle class, the dad works, the mom stays at home, and I have all day long to talk about, to go into the school system. But, if you have one mom, single household family, who works three jobs, they just don't have the time to kind of do that. And so then it becomes, how does the school system offer parents things to do at home, maybe, that can then enrich their child's education? I'm
sure
about that.
Well, I disagree with your premise that if parents are really busy and they have lots of their own problems, they can't be involved with school, because they themselves may not be able to be very involved in the school directly. But if they had more say in, say, deciding who represented them at the school, in what curriculums would be studied and what school teacher decisions would be made, that would be a big step in the right direction. So they could have a vote as part of the school parents board every so often, and even though they wouldn't have to be directly involved in the school, they could have a much greater say in how their child is being educated at the school.
I mean, most local governments, you vote for your superintendent, or mm-hmm. you vote for the school board mm-hmm. yeah. who votes for the superintendent, so
right.
that is a way for parents
yeah.
to have
right.
a chance.
What I'm saying is an even more direct way of not voting for the superintendent, but actually voting for the things that the superintendent would administer on his own. The superintendent, you vote for the superintendent, the superintendent does all sorts of things, but I'd like parents to be able to make a lot of the decisions that the superintendent would be making.
Like what specifically?
I'd like to see them make decisions on what teachers should stay and what teachers should go. I'd like to see them decide, define the curriculum that's taught. I'd like to see them decide much more of how the school's budget is allocated, those kinds of decisions.
You know, I think that I wholeheartedly disagree. And I'll give a couple of examples. One, first of all, I think that school boards are already highly localized in this country. I mean, more so than really any other sector of our economy. And so, I come from New England, and New England in towns has a very sort of direct tradition of democracy. You have town meeting where people literally run the town, sort of how Oliver is describing. But you find that in larger towns and in cities, that's really not something that can occur. So in larger towns, you have you have town meetings that are elected. In cities, you have a mayor and a city council, right? Simply because there's just too many people trying to make that decision. It gets unwieldy, and decisions, quite frankly, don't get made. So I don't think it's a very effective way to run a school district. I'd also want to say, though, that I think it's really not clear what parent accountability is, and I think that's another reason for the problem. You know, we find that we're talking about parent accountability. Yes, it's important that parents are involved in their children's education, but we really don't define it. We don't say what our expectations are of parents. You know, we have PTO meetings, but it's not clear that parents should come. It's definitely not clear that they need to come. And I think a lot of it also has to come around norms and really making sure parents know there is an expectation that if they're sending their child to school, it's not just dropping them off and picking them up. There's more involvement with that. So.
Yeah, one thing I'd like to respond to that Michael mentioned is that I think it would be an effective way to run a school district, even if you had parents much more involved, because you could have it, you could have, just as we have in our national government, you have a Congress with representatives. You could have representatives for teachers all across the school district, and those people would then have a say in who the school superintendent is, what kinds of policies are going on at the school. So it would be messy, but I think on the whole it would work reasonably well and would be a way to have much greater parents say in the system.
I think in New England we found that it works well in small towns. It does not work well in large towns or cities. And I think, of course, you have school districts that run the gamut, but the majority of school districts in this country have, say, more than 5,000 students, and it's a lot of parents.
Great. So we have 20 seconds. So I guess I'm curious about what is the role of then the school board? If the school board is elected, then will that that for me kind of sounds like okay, the parents get to choose who the representatives mm-hmm. of them are.
Right.
and then this board of people then will decide who the superintendent is and then can evaluate teachers.
It's a trickle-down effect.
What do you think about that? I'm just curious. Because, like, school boards also, like, have this kind of, like, vague job changes.
They also
and, like,
can be political, which is an issue. Because education is not it's not really a political issue.
Or shouldn't be a political issue.
Right. So I think that this way basically gives parents more of a say in the way schools are run. And, this is a more democratic solution. And democracy is a pretty ineffective, messy system. But I think it does lead to greater voice for the people, in this case, parents and children.
I mean, I maintain that the direct democracy at that size tends to break down, and the Congress is an indirect example of democracy. So
there you go. I like that as the last word. Thank y'all both.